Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to episode 6 of a podcast called A New Thing. In these podcasts, I'm doing my best to rethink church, rethink, I should say, our gatherings, especially our Sunday gatherings. For the last 12 months or more, we've been online. And it's been a blessing, actually, to see the way that God has worked through that and brought people to us and connected us with people we never would have done otherwise. People all over the world, people locally. There's been much good in all of that. But we are moving out of that phase, out of that chapter, into a new one. God is taking us into something new. And I think it would be right for me and all of us to not just go back to what we've always done, but to rethink it. Is there something to be changed about the way that we do our gatherings? So I'd like your thoughts. And this is a joint project. It's a group project. It's not just my ideas here. So do please tell me what you think. But today, what I think I'd like to talk about is our current planning for our first church service altogether indoors. So it looks like, depending on the announcements that are made over the next few days, that we'll be permitted to meet indoors again from sometime towards the end of July. And because of various things that are happening, it looks like the first time we'll be able to do that is the first Sunday in August. We have a venue called Lawrence Haynes School in West Watford where we meet, and we're planning at this point to meet back there at 10:30 in the morning on the first Sunday of August. You can come and join us if you like. And that would be our first indoor all-church gathering for, well, a year and getting off for a year and a half, some March last year or something. So I'm wondering what you're planning. Let me share some of my ideas so far. Now, none of this is in stone so far, so not yet. So it may well change. But what I'm thinking is that coming back together for the first time is after such a long time, it'd be great just to be one body, just to be one group, and to celebrate. For the emphasis to be rejoicing, celebration, we're all still here. I mean, it's not a small thing. That those of us that were able to be there, God has kept us together and present. So I'm thinking that we might have the children in the whole time. Maybe some of the very small ones will need to be taken out now and again by a parent for some of the gathering. But I think maybe have everybody there, the adults, the children, to all celebrate together, have quite an informal atmosphere. I mean, our group size, I think, would manage that. We have 34 adults and enough children to knock the total up to about 60 all told. But I think we could manage that, sit in circles, concentric circles, and just celebrate and pray. I think pray and sing a lot. We'll have some great songs of rejoicing. We'll have some prayers of rejoicing and thankfulness. Perhaps one prayer at least of lament. We might perhaps read a psalm of lament to lament over the devastation that's taken place in this world because of COVID-19. And some of our own members have had friends and family die. So it'd be right to recognize that. Some lament, certainly a lot of rejoicing, informal atmosphere, I think a shorter service, perhaps an hour tops, no more than that, I think. So that leaves plenty of time for fellowship, for chatting, for catching up, the sort of thing we haven't been able to do face to face for so long. And communion. I definitely think we'll take communion, a short communion message, take bread and wine together. If we're allowed to do it, perhaps use one loaf of bread rather than small pieces of wafers, because that symbolizes our coming back together, as long as that's hygienic and allowed. I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, what are your plans for your first physical gathering indoors? It would really help me if you could share it. Malcolm@malcolmcox.org is the email, or you can find me on the website. That's it for today. Hope you have a wonderful day. Take care and God bless.